AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him very strongly in a phone call he will respond to Ukraine's weekend drone attack on Russian airfields. The president said in a social media post, it was a very good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. Daniel Park has been arrested in connection with last month's bombing of a California fertility clinic.
Park was in possession of an explosive recipe that was similar to the Oklahoma City bombing.
U.S. Attorney Bill Assaley says Park shipped 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate to Guy Bartkus, who bombed the clinic. Bartkus was killed at the scene of the California explosion.
During the investigation, law enforcement learned of Bartkus's pro-mortalist, anti-natalist, and anti-pro-life extremist ideology. We also learned that the bomber had help.
Officials say Bartkus intentionally targeted the fertility clinic as an act of terrorism and tried to live stream the explosion, but the attempt failed. Iran's supreme leader criticized an initial proposal from the U.S. in negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program, though he stopped short of entirely rejecting the idea of an agreement. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Elon Musk is flat wrong in his criticism of President Trump's big tax cut and spending bill.
All the things that are in this bill are so important for the U.S. economy. It's going to be jet fuel for the U.S. economy. All boats are going to rise. And the sooner we do that, the better. And the risk of not getting it done is enormous, not just for the Republican Party, but for the country.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office projects the legislation would increase federal deficits by about $2.4 trillion over 10 years. Authorities in Colorado say the number of victims in a Boulder firebombing attack on a group demonstrating for the release of Israeli hostages has climbed to 15, plus a dog. This is AP News. A federal investigation found a hospital in Texas repeatedly sent a woman who was bleeding in pain home without ending her non-viable, life-threatening pregnancy violated the law.
It's a small victory for 36-year-old Kylie Thurman. Thurman lost part of her reproductive system. Women around the country have been denied emergency abortions for their life-threatening pregnancies after states swiftly enacted abortion restrictions in response to a 2022 ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. Guidance issued by the Biden administration in 2022 sought to preserve access to emergency abortions in extreme cases. Tuesday, the Trump administration announced it would revoke that guidance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities in Belarus say an American man has been detained who they say illegally traveled into the tightly controlled country in an empty railway car from neighboring Lithuania. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.